The solution to Boston's terrible traffic congestion may be south of the border. Mexico City transformed its roadways with a faster, more efficient bus system known as Bus Rapid Transit. And we explore this system in our new series, Viva Buses. WBUR's Zininjor Enwemeka went to Mexico City to find out if the system there could be a model for Boston.
This is rush hour in Mexico City. More than 20 million people move through this metro area every day, and that means a lot of traffic. Mexico City overhauled its transportation system over the last 15 years with buses that allow people to avoid this headache. They call it Metrobus. The buses cruise in their own lanes in the middle of the road. They stop next to a platform, like a subway. And just like a subway, you pay as you enter the station. This whole idea is known as Bus Rapid Transit, and you can't miss it in Mexico City. The bright red buses fly past car traffic, sometimes only a minute apart.
Here comes another one, but...
Oh, okay, so there's another one right behind him.
Right behind him.
Zara Snap is a consultant who works on drug policy reform. She uses Metrobus often to get to appointments.
You know, I look at people who are sitting in their car in traffic, and I just think, what, why, how do you handle that? Like, I would get so impatient.
Snap catches a Metrobus downtown. It's about 5:30 p.m. on a weekday, and she needs to get to a meeting along Paseo de la Reforma, the city's iconic tree-lined boulevard that's dotted with monuments and cuts through the heart of Mexico City. The busy roadway also has the city's seventh and newest Metrobus line.
So has the Metrobus, has it made it faster, more convenient for you to do the things that you need to do?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a more convenient option a lot of the time than taking other forms of transportation. It's just an easier way to get around the city.
So much so that a lot of people are using it. Metrobus moves 1.5 million people every day. Many riders say they love it.
Metrobus is really, really, really useful for people like me that use it every day for work.
Javier Paz just got off work at his human resources job. He's ready to catch a Metrobus along Avenida de los Insurgentes, a major avenue that runs north to south across Mexico City. This is where the city first launched Bus Rapid Transit in 2005.
It's a matter of economy, too, because six pesos for a ride to south to north of the city is great.
6 pesos for a Metrobus ride is only about 30 cents. That is great for many commuters here. But the system also has its challenges. Buses are packed during rush hour, and sometimes there are long lines at stations. Fernando Suarez has experienced this. He's a financial analyst and waits for friends at a Metrobus stop on Insurgentes. He likes the service, but says it's too crowded to get on sometimes.
Lo que yo siento es que necesitamos más metrobuses para tanta gente.
What I feel is we need more metrobuses, Suarez says, because everyone wants to use it.
Los metrobuses que hay.
Many riders here agree. Transportation officials in Mexico City want to expand Metrobus. They see the system as a victim of its own success. Mexico City first turned to Bus Rapid Transit, or BRT, because of its traffic congestion. It also had a serious pollution problem.
Being in Mexico City was being poisoned.
Ulysses Navarro is a BRT expert and transportation engineer. He says 20 years ago, no one would recommend going to Mexico City because the pollution was so bad.
And then the BRT became, oh, this here, something that is cheap to implement. It's not really expensive to implement as metro, and at the same time will help us to alleviate the greenhouse gases emissions.
Metrobus uses low-emission buses that can carry up to 240 riders. Navarro says the BRT system has also taken more cars off the road than any of the city's other transit options, like the metro or subway, bike share, or trolley systems. Boston hopes to see its own success with bus rapid transit. The city and other surrounding communities have tested bus-only lanes, and more bus lanes are on the way.
I think we can get off.
Oh, we can get off here. Okay.
Let's make a move.
Zara Snap, the drug policy consultant, gets off at her Metrobus stop. She has some thoughts on Boston transit. She spent some time in Boston as a grad student.
I recognize that in the center of the city, it's tough because there's small horse-drawn carriage streets. But we also know that people are coming from Newton and all these other little cities all around to come into Boston and work. And so that would be the opportunity, I think.
An opportunity to change the way people move in and around Greater Boston, and maybe even get more cars off the road. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zanin Jor and Wameka.